Cotton, Iran's negotiators coordinated with those who attacked us, need 2-3 weeks more of bombing. By Ian Hanchett on July 30, 2026. On Thursday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's America's Newsroom, Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Senator Tom Cotton, RR, said that the people from Iran the U.S. is negotiating with coordinated with those who launched attacks on Americans earlier this week, and he supports finishing our military campaign. Maybe 2 or 3 more weeks of intensive bombing, and then we can keep the embargo in place in the long run. Co-host Dana Perino asked, "Is there any more you can tell us about whether the entity that went after us the other day in the surprise attack, are they not coordinated with whoever we're talking to?" Cotton answered, "Dana, of course they are. Everyone in Iran, Iran's government is a revolutionary, terrorist fanatic. They may play this game where the English-speaking diplomats who wear suits say that they had no idea and they're sorry that the rogue factions killed Americans, but it's all one single government in Iran. The president was right to strike back against Iran. I think we need to continue to hit them hard. We need to keep the embargo in place, which is devastating their economy. We need to keep the strait open to keep costs down for Arkansans and all Americans. But I'm, have always been very skeptical that we'll find anyone in Iran that wants a deal and has the power to make a deal." He added, "I don't think we can take anyone in Iran at their word. I have been in favor, from the very beginning, going back to April, of finishing our military campaign. Maybe 2 or 3 more weeks of intensive bombing that reduces their ability to threaten our troops in the region and that reduces their ability to stop shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Can they still harass shipping? Yes. But we have the ability, working with our partners, to keep the strait open, to keep the flow of oil out, to keep the prices down for our Arkansans and all Americans, and then we can keep the embargo in place in the long run. That's doing almost $500 million of damage to their economy every single day. I think that's the best course of action, from this point moving forward. I'm very skeptical we're going to find anyone in Iran who wants to make a deal or who has the power to make a deal." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.